Greg, the rising consumer price index seems to have really rattled Wall Street, but should the rest of us be worried?
I feel very strongly that people sometimes misinterpret economic indicators. I feel strongly that a little inflation is very good for investors of all sort, and especially for people who buy certificates of deposit, have money in savings, buy bonds. I just think that you want some inflation to get those returns up.
Well, what exactly are the fears? I mean, inflation is a big fear, but right now, you know, inflation doesn't seem to be that bad.
I think people respond mainly to the trend. There's a theory that goes around that says that economists look at the last 6 months and project it years into the future. And I think a lot of people do that too. So if you see a tenth or two-tenths of a percent increase in an indicator, somehow you extrapolate that it's going much, much higher. I think that's what we saw with the May CPI, Consumer Price Index, which went up to 3.6%. You know, inflation is the kind of thing where you can go fairly high and it's not the end of the world. There's been research done that the best inflationary level for the stock market is 5 to 7%. Where we really get fearful is when we get up around double digits, when we get up 9, 10, 11%. Many of us can recall 1980 when interest rates were skyrocketing as high as 20%. Naturally, you don't want a situation like that. But people kind of project and they think, boy, if we're up to 3.6, 20% may be just around the corner. That just simply is not true.
Well, I tell you, I do have fond memories of this one bond I had that was paying me 14% back in, oh, I think it was 83 or something. So I don't know. There's always a bright side to this.
Well, I think that we've talked for years about this. As interest rates fell, we were concerned about people who were living on fixed incomes, retirees, older people, who depended on bank interest or bond interest to get them by. And so as the interest rate environment dropped from 6, 7, 8% to, in some cases, below a quarter of a percent, if you have your money in a money market, you're getting something like 0.05%, which is ridiculous. So to get a little inflation in here and start to see some of those returns build up, I think it's going to have a very good effect on the economy. Isn't it better to have people with money able to spend it? It just seems logical to me.
So, you know, what's bad for Wall Street isn't necessarily going to be bad for the rest of us.
As I say, the bane of Wall Street is the boon for Main Street.
Thanks, Greg. Greg Heberlin is KPLU's financial commentator. You can download our Money Matters conversations at kplu.org. I'm Dave Meyer.